Welcome to chapter 42, Good Brings Good. Well, this chapter, I'm going to give three examples of, I guess you could sum it up in one word, appreciation for something positive that someone experienced and how they responded. Some in the moment, some in a few years, and some in a couple of decades. My first example goes back to the Kobe restaurant, which I have mentioned more than once, our favorite. And at that favorite restaurant, we had a favorite server. Her name was Trioki. She was a Vietnamese woman, an older woman. And of course, she was this petite little person. And she and I, we had an ongoing exchange for 20 years, I guess. Neither one of us, I don't think, ever understood the other and what they were saying. I felt that after I had about 4 or 5 sakis, I could speak fluent Mandarin, I guess maybe in my own mind. But she nodded and smiled at what I said, and I nodded and smiled at what she said. And we communicated that way. In some surrealistic way, we understood each other. But as our favorite, we always treated her special. Well, one night I'm up there at our table with some family and friends, and at the end of the evening, my favorite dessert was mandarin oranges and ice cream. So when dinner was over, she came out and, I said, I'm going to have my regular dessert. And everybody else ordered, and she went back. And a few minutes later, she came back out. And she said, she wanted to buy everybody sakis. I always had somebody to kind of interpret what she was saying, or I repeated it, what I thought. Anyway, so I'm going to buy everybody a round of sakis. I said, no, that's not necessary. We're fine. We'll just have the dessert. We're good to go. And she insisted. So we said, okay. It was not typical. It was the first time that ever happened. So we had our sakis, and unbeknownst to me, I found out at the end of the night they were out of mandarin oranges. She left the restaurant. And keep in mind, this is a 5-star restaurant. She left the restaurant to go down the street to the Acme to buy some mandarin oranges so I could have my dessert. Who in the world? I mean, there's a lot of good stories about, service, waiters, waitresses. I would put that experience up against anybody's experience. But that's the kind of thing that happens when somebody really appreciates. And that story, every time I mention it, which is not that often, but it's people love it. The second one, I was at the Ram's Head one night with Kathy, and there was a couple at the bar, and Ram's Head Inn is in Absecon. Well, it's closed now, but it was our favorite summer restaurant, that's for sure. And I went there 30 years, and every time I went there, I had the same thing, chicken pot pie. It was the best on the earth. Anyway, the joke used to be that when I paid the $2 toll on the Atlantic City Expressway, the toll taker called the kitchen so they would have it ready. But anyway, so we're at the bar, and we strike up a conversation with another couple. They were from New York. And they were just nice. They were just nice to talk to, interesting. And anyway, so we go to the table, they go to the table, and we don't see them. So I told the waitress, I wanted to treat them to dinner. So I treated them, and I left. So about 5 years later, I'm back at the Ram's Head one night. I was sitting there with three other people at the table. And I feel somebody standing next to me. And I look up, and the guy is a guy, and he says, do you recognize me? I says, no, I do not, sir. He said, about 5 years ago, you bought my wife and I dinner, and you left before we could thank you. Well, I want to buy your dinner tonight. I said to him, weren't you with a party of eight? Anyway, I mean, just think about that. 5 years, and he remembered. It's interesting. Some people, they take generosity for granted. Other people, it's like almost like it's an unpaid bill in their mind, even though that's wasn't the purpose behind the gesture in the first place. Okay, let's go to number three. Number three, a long time ago, I advanced a person that I had been working with a lot of money for the project they were working on. And it didn't work out. And I just decided, I had other things going on in my life. I just forgot it. I mean, I just chalked it off, you know, to an experience. I figured it wasn't meant to be. And that's how I've always looked at things that didn't work out. Now, let's fast forward this 20 years, roughly. I'm with my family at dinner in Key West. I get a call on my cell phone. I didn't recognize the number. I answered it. Person on the other end said, you know, that I am Lou Garrido's son. I said, really? I said, how's he doing? He said, he died recently. I said, I am sorry to hear that. He said, well, I'm calling you to let you know that he had an insurance policy with you as the beneficiary. And when you return to Pennsylvania, they lived in New Jersey, we need, you know, to get together to make this official. I said, really? He said, yeah. I said, and how much was it for? He said, $25,000. I said, wow, that is really cool. And I said, how long has he had it? He said, as far as we can figure, almost 20 years. No kidding. I said, well, I said, wow. So I said, okay, we'll get together, you know, when we get back. I hung the phone up and just think about this. It was nowhere near what I advanced him. That wasn't the point. The point was that for every month he was making a premium payment on this insurance policy with me as the beneficiary for almost 20 years. I mean, that really says a lot for this person. And it's interesting because it reinforced my decision when it all went down to just forget it and move on. I liked the guy, I liked what he was about. And this gesture on his part proved that I was a very, very good judge of character when it came to this individual. But this is, these three stories are totally different, but in many ways they are really, they have a thread of this appreciation of generosity when they are the recipient. It's a shame that more people don't feel this way. Thank you. Up next, where talent and fun intersect.